Okay, now Mishnah Vav. Right, great Mishnah Vav. Side point for a second. We talked about birdhouses. What if you find a fallen bird? This is a little baby bird that can't fly. I looked it up. A baby dove is called a squab. You find a little squab. In Hebrew, it's a gozel. You find a little squab on the floor. Nipul, that fell down. Hanimtza besoch chamishim amal. The assumption is, we saw that in Beitza, a little dove that can't fly, that just hops, a little chick only hops up to 50 amos away under normal circumstances, and therefore, harihu shel bal hashovach, if the little squab is found within 50 amos of the birdhouse, you assume it belongs to that birdhouse. Chutma chamishim amal, if there's no birdhouse within a 50 amos radius of this little found chick, so then, harihu shel motzo, the person who finds it can keep it, no reason to believe it came from anywhere in particular. Nimtza bein shnei shovachos, if you find it between two shovachs, two different dove coats, karav lezeh shelo, karav lezeh shelo. You use the arbiter by how you decide the suffix is called karov, whichever is closer. We saw that in Sota also by the Egla Rufa. We talked about it a little bit in Shkalim, that one of the ways which you decide a suffix is based on, which we say who gets the thing, is based on karov, whoever is closer. Now, Mimtza Mechza, sorry, Mechza Mechza, it's exactly 50-50. Shnem Yachloku, we don't know, so we divide the value 50-50. Now, the Gemara points out that Karov is a very weak way of deciding where it belongs, whichever is closer. In other words, if my birdhouse is, 18 feet away and yours is 22 feet away from the bird, who says it really came from mine? Come on. So that is what we do, that's halacha, but that only is true if the number of birds that are residents of my birdhouse are the same as the number of yours. If I have a large one, you have a small birdhouse, we assume that the bird came from the rove, the larger population. So if we have competing between rove, which is the bigger number, and karov, which is the closer, rove trumps it, like we saw in Shkalim. And therefore, the assumption of the Mishnah here is that the two birdhouses are equal in size.
Birdhouse is the case with cities when the man drops dead in the middle.
Right. Because there, I don't think we're assuming he's from the city. The question is, which city is responsible? Where, the close city? We assume where did he come from? No reason to assume he came from the bigger city. He's not a resident.
He's a visitor.
That's what Mishnah explains it. Because no one knows who he is. That's why no one knows who the heck the guy is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's an out-of-towner. And then they ignore him, so they should have walked him out.
But if it's a giant city, I guess he...
The scandal emerges that no one can identify this guy, so... No one knows what's happened to him. No one knows who killed him. So now, whoever is responsible. Okay. Yeah, good.